Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Sunday Night Supporters Club podcast for the Veg Grower podcast on the 12th of February, 2023. Hope you're all well, and I hope you've had a great weekend. Now, for me, this weekend has been a very, very busy, but very productive weekend. I went down the allotment yesterday, and I just started out by extending one of the beds on the allotment. This was one of the corrugated iron beds. I've just made it a little bit bigger, but it matches the size of the other two. So everything now looks like it's in a bit more better proportion. I've also been adding some more glass to the greenhouse that I obtained last year. I haven't got a name for this one. Unlike Grandad's greenhouse, I haven't quite named this greenhouse. I could call it Tim's greenhouse. That sounds like a good one. Tim's greenhouse, yeah. Anyway, the glass on this is a really weird size. And I'm trying to work out if I should, because I do need to get some more glass into place, trying to work out whether I should buy glass or buy twin-walled polycarbonate. I'd love to know what glass or twin-wall polycarbonate you use on your greenhouses. Reason I say that, I have two, well, the two greenhouses on the allotment are both glass, but they do need replacing quite regularly because the winds come along and smash the glass. My greenhouse at home is plastic. We chose plastic for the reason that we didn't want glass everywhere, and it's never smashed. It probably does need a good cleanup, but it's never smashed. And this is where I'm thinking it's probably going to be more cost effective in the future. Anyway, that's something I'd love to hear your feedback on and what you have. And we're going to be discussing that next week on the live stream. Now, today I was here at home. I've continued trying to get the front garden dug out. I've got two more of these trees out, but I think next weekend is when it's all going to come together. But I have also been busy sowing seeds. Now, I've been using Charles Dowden's method of multi-sowing seeds, and I'm hoping the results on this are going to really, really work. So the idea being, if we take beetroot as an example, you would sow plug plants of four seeds. As they grow, we plant those out and let them grow. That way you get four plants in a smaller area is the idea. It uses less space. And the plants will, or the beetroot will grow, and they will be of medium size, which is good enough for most of us in the kitchen. And I think it just saves time with thinning out. So this is something I'm really looking forward to seeing how well it works and if it will really save me a lot of time. I'm not too sure about the science behind it or how to do it, but it's basically called multi-sowing technique. So yeah, that sounds like it's going to be a good idea. We also sowed the aubergines from this month's gift pack, and I'm looking forward to seeing how well these ones get on. I know we sent my aubergines out back end of last year, so these are two loads of aubergines, but these are little fingers, so they should be quite small. Now, like I did with the spring onions, I've done a blog post for you guys on the website with an audio piece talking about how to grow aubergines. I'm writing scripts on these at the moment, so I'm still practicing how to get the scripts to sound a bit more natural. But growing aubergines from seed is a great way to grow aubergines. They're a versatile vegetable that can be used in a variety of dishes and are relatively easy to grow. When growing aubergines from seed, it's important to start them indoors in a warm, bright location as they need warmth and light to germinate. Once the seedlings are grown to about 2 to 3 inches tall, or that's 5 to 7 centimeters tall, they can be transplanted into larger pots or trays. Make sure to harden them off before planting them outside as they are sensitive to cold temperatures. They won't go outside until the risk of frost has passed, probably about mid-May. Now, when planting aubergines outside, provide them with plenty of warmth, light and moisture. They also need well-draining soil and regular fertilisation. Aubergines can be incredibly susceptible to a number of pests and diseases. So keep an eye out for that, and take appropriate measures to tackle them. Now, all the other seeds that I am keeping you updated with that we've sown over the last few weeks. Spring onions obviously haven't done anything yet, too early for those. Aubergines obviously sown today, so they're not going to do anything. Rhubarb is continuing to grow. I've actually started to use a very weak seaweed fertilizer on them just to try and encourage the seaweed fertilizer to produce some good roots. And the cauliflower as well, that's germinated in slowly, so keeping a close eye on that. I think it won't be long until we start pricking those out. Now, this coming week, as I said the other day, I've started going out in the garden just before I go to work and just spend an hour in the garden. It's really setting me up for the day and I'm really enjoying it. I let Roxy out, I let the chickens out, and I'll go into the greenhouse mostly and tackle a few tasks in there. This week, I'm going to be focusing on sowing a few more seeds and pricking out some of the seedlings that I have. So most mornings you will find me in the greenhouse. I'm going to prick out the onion seeds, onion seedlings, possibly the Brussels sprout seedlings as well, because we've got quite a few of those. We can have a great number of Brussels sprouts this year. And possibly even cauliflowers in the not too distant future as well. So yeah, lots that are going on. Now, I had an email on Friday from Sutton's, and they have created a post about growing cucumbers, and they've got hold of a few tips and tricks from other gardeners, including myself. I've added the link for this blog post in the show notes if you are interested in that. But it's a really good article. Highly recommend you go and read it, because there's a lot of interesting information and things like that if you are looking to grow cucumbers. This year, I am looking to grow lots of cucumbers. We do eat quite a few cucumbers, but I'm particularly wanting to try and get some for preserves and pickles, etc., etc. So cucumbers are high on my list of things that we are looking to grow this year. And hopefully I will be sending cucumber seeds out later on in the year. I won't be March, because Marches are being sorted as we speak, but April, May could well be cucumbers being sent out as well. So yeah, keep an eye out for that. Also, another thing I want to say, I mentioned the live stream that we do on Sundays. I had a really good live stream tonight with Stuart Jackson. Stuart Jackson is a forest school teacher and he teaches the kids about gardening. And he'd been asked for a Q&A with him for a while, and we did it tonight. It was really, really good. It also made the live stream a lot easier for me. But we're going to try and keep on top of the questions, and we're going to try and do a few more of these in the future with many other people. I've sent a message to Digwell. He often sends us seeds, as you know, and see if he'll be interested in it. I'm thinking we might also ask some other YouTubers. Muddy Boots is one that we might also ask as well, and see if he'll get involved in it. It's a good idea just to try and get a bit more chat around and the discussion, because the live stream is a whole other thing to the podcast, but I have so much fun doing them both. Well, that's all for today. I hope you found this episode a bit informative and helpful. We'll be back again. Well, we've got the podcast out tomorrow with Charles Dowden, which is going to be a good one. And then join us this next week on Thursday. We'll go through a few more details and encourage you all to grow your own food. As always, you take care, and I'll speak to you again next time.